Did you like starting on the piece because of Deutschlandfunk Kultur, like Markus Gammel asked you for it, or for Dokument especially? Did you have the idea before, and what was the basic idea, and where did it came from?
I don't make albums as a sound artist. I don't believe that I'm a musician, so I don't have to participate in permanent sound music industry practice. But I did have a label that was interested in putting out an album of mine, and for 2 years I was slowly starting to think about permanent sound and how I wanted these sonic ideas to have a presence within this framework. And then the label dropped me and went out of business, and then I was just stuck with this work. And I didn't really know where I wanted it to go. I didn't want to look for another label to host it. And then when Markus got in touch for Documenta Radio, I decided that I would make a sonic vignettes of the pre-existing sound pieces that were originally meant for this album. It was originally going to be called Tactile Peripheries, numbers 1, 2, and 3. And instead, I decided to create sonic vignettes with my vinyl vocabulary that deals with sound effects records from that I've been collecting from all over the world, and create a sound piece for that.
So maybe you can also tell us a little bit about the piece and what is the content of it?
Sure. Well, ultimately, what this piece is this is the album in a different format than what an album should be. And I thought this was actually more interesting as a release because it would actually get more playtime radio-wise than any label could ever offer me. And so to be able to create a more cohesive sonic piece that combined all of these pre-existing ideas and then creating a format for it for Documenta Radio, I felt was actually a lot better than what the original offer of a label releasing an album was. So for me, it's a play on what albums really can be. And then from that, I decided to make these sonic backgrounds for each piece to hold each piece and give it this continuous flow.
What material did you use for it, and why does it have that title?
Between a Gunshot and a Whisper was a title that was revealed itself to me during a conversation with Diamanda Galis. We were discussing how women are, how they are supposed to ask for things within the framework of a residency program. And she was like, you have to say it either, like, it either has to be between a gunshot or a whisper. And I thought, well, that's exactly what I think sound effects records and this collection of my own sound record vocabulary actually embodies. Like, it has this in between, from a gunshot to a whisper, all of these different sounds that lie in between that. And also just the play of the poetry itself. Works really well too. It's sound effects for radio, pretty much just records that are discarded, so that are no longer useful today. So test tone records, field recording records of Greek comedy TV shows, and then of course sound effects records that I've collected that used to be used for radio play from Italy, from Germany, and from America.
Was it your first radio piece?
No, I make radio pieces quite a bit for different programs, and this piece felt more like a real play on what an album can be in radio format, I guess you could say. And on top of that, just in audio engineering terms, the piece itself is also meant to layer the different compressions of pre-recorded sound in the 50s and 60s from my vinyl collection, and then placing it on top of live direct recorded feeds and field recordings of my own today, and then also having this sonic dialogue between different time periods.
Did you work like this, that you used the old samples and also used your original or new recordings in a live mix? And did you mix it down just in one go, or did you just really work in the studio with different channels and stuff?
I worked in the studio with different recordings, and then also I used my vinyl vocabulary that I already have. There's also, I should say, this play on surface area noise that I try to create some kind of a juxtaposition with this field recording piece that I made in Krems as part of the Klangraum residency. where I took river stones from the Donau River and I threw them in the Minrentenkirche in Krems, because I believe that a church is the first speaker. So I wanted to hear what these stones would sound like in a church, and then take that and combine it with the sound of the pops of the vinyl, because it sounded so similar.
Is there anything which you desperately want to say about this?
I hope that the piece will, when you listen to it, I hope it helps you question things and maybe makes you want to rethink what surface area noise on vinyl actually can really represent outside of it being a sound of malfunction, which is essentially what my work is trying to provoke and question, is what is the sound of malfunction? Why do you think it's a malfunction? And can it save itself and redeem itself and have value?